This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi firmly told the US President Donald Trump that India never accepted third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it. Mr. Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following US President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that during the 35-minute conversation, the Prime Minister clearly conveyed to Mr. Trump that talks were never held at any level on India-America trade deal or on mediation by the US for cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan.
Prime Minister Modi ne Rashtrapati Trump ko spasht roop se kaha ki is pure ghatnakram ke dauran kabhi bhi kisi bhi star par Bharat-America trade deal ya America dwara भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच मध्यस्थता जैसे विषयों पर बात नहीं हुई थी। सैन्य कार्रवाई रोकने की बात सीधे भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच दोनों सेनाओं की एग्जिस्टिंग चैनल्स के माध्यम से हुई थी और पाकिस्तान के ही आग्रह पर हुई थी।
Mr. Misri informed that Prime Minister Modi also emphasized that New Delhi will now treat acts of terrorism not as proxy actions, but as acts of war. Mr. Modi and President Trump were scheduled to meet on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Canada, but Trump had to return to the US early, due to which the meeting could not take place. India and Canada have agreed to restore high commissioners to each other's capitals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mr. Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Informing about Mr. Modi's meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that both leaders discussed the mutual desire to strengthen India-Canada ties, which have seen recent tensions. Prime Minister Modi will arrive in Zagreb this afternoon in a historic first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. The visit comes amid growing support from Croatia for India's stand on terrorism and its bid for a permanent seat at the UN Security Council. The visit, expected to deepen strategic cooperation, will feature delegation-level talks, agreements in key sectors, and cultural diplomacy. The two countries will also sign major agreements in the fields of science and technology, agriculture, education, and culture. Three top Maoist leaders were killed today in an encounter between security personnel and armed Maoists in the Kodamadalu forest area of Alluri Sitaramaraju district in Andhra Pradesh. Security personnel have recovered three AK-47 rifles from the site. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at 37 premises of contractors and private entities involved in Delhi classroom construction scam. The case is related to FIR registered by Anti-Corruption Branch of Delhi Police against the then city ministers and Aam Aadmi Party leaders Manish Sisodia and Satendra Jain and other private persons for alleged irregularities in the construction of additional classrooms in various schools in the national capital. The Indian Navy is set to commission INS Arnala, the country's first anti-submarine warfare shallow watercraft at the Naval Dockyard in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. The commissioning ceremony will be presided over by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has issued a warning against Israel as Tehran used hypersonic missiles against Israel in the latest round of overnight strikes. In a social media post, Khamenei said the battle has begun. He added that Iran must give a strong response to Israel, saying they will show no mercy towards it. The Iranian escalation came as the United States continues to weigh its options on the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Islamic Republic. Iran also sent a swarm of drones towards Israel, where the army said it intercepted two over the Dead Sea area. The Met Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Meghalaya, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Odisha today. Parts of Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa and northeastern states are also likely to witness heavy rainfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.